Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the introduction of a car that, if you believe the hype, would forever change our concept of what a car should be.
And now, for the moment I'm sure you've all been looking forward to, a look at the newest member of the Ford family of fine cars, the Edsel.
Actually, the Edsel is remembered as a great failure. After just three model years, Ford ended this ambitious line of automobiles. Although today, Edsels are prized by collectors for their unique features and design. And 50 years later, there's still debate about why these cars failed to hit with the public and whether or not the design contributed to the evolution of the American automobile.
The most beautiful thing that ever happened to horsepower. That's the 1958 Edsel.
Joining us from his home in Lake Columbia, Michigan, is the chief designer of the Edsel, Mr. Roy Brown, Jr. Mr. Brown, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Tell me, what was the goal for the Edsel project? What was the Edsel supposed to be for Ford?
Well, I was given the assignment to design a car to fit between the Ford and the Mercury. And one of the requirements was that it have high road recognition, which I think has worked out.
People were supposed to be able to know that this was an Edsel.
Right.
Yeah.
From a block away.
Well, it turned out they did, but that was kind of a problem because they hated it.
Well, I don't think that's the reason it failed.
Oh. Well, what did happen?
I think it was in-house politics, mostly.
Within Ford?
Some of the executives in the company didn't want the car to exist because it would interfere with their sales.
Well, Mr. Brown, I guess you blame Ford for the failure, but really, the car never caught on with Americans. It was not very popular back in the 50s.
That's true.
What do you think was the design problem?
I don't think there was any design problem. And I think we accomplished what we set out to do, which was to design a car which had high recognition. After 50 years, it still has high road recognition. I attended a meeting in Dearborn just last month where there were 200 of the Edsels, and we were celebrating the 50th anniversary. So it sure has held on as a design.
A new and different car in every respect. Yet with a classical element of conservatism in its styling, which will give it maximum appeal.
The most prominent feature was the middle of the front of the car. It
right.
had this kind of prominent vertical...
Vertical grill.
Vertical grill, yeah.
It,
like, it sort of... It was distinctive. It was unusual. It was unlike anything people had were used to. But for a lot of people, it was homely.
Well, it's always a matter of opinion. The vertical grill came about because when we were considering what to do as the main feature of the car, I recalled I worked at Cadillac in the Cadillac studio for about 4 years, and next door was the LaSalle studio, and I thought to myself, why don't we pick up something that's so old that it's new, which is what we attempted to do.
So old, something so old that it was new again.
Right, right.
Yeah, that vertical grill.
Right.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm actually old enough to kind of vaguely recall
Sure. The
introduction of the Edsel.
Yeah.
I remember all the excitement about this is going to be a great, this is going to be a wonderful car. And it was a big, big buildup. It arrived, and I remember everybody saying, this thing is a dud. I'm sorry to say that to you, Mr. Brown, because I don't want to hurt your feelings. But
you couldn't hurt my feelings. I'm proud of the car.
I guess you've heard this reaction to the car.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's the most successful failure the business ever had.
And how is that?
The design has lived for 50 years, and it's still doing exactly what it was intended to do, which would look different.
Well, Mr. Brown, congratulations on your design of the Edsel, and thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You never saw a car like the 58 Edsel.
Never?
Never.
More new ideas.
in the great exciting new Edsel.
When you drive an Edsel,
cause you've got to drive it to feel what this great new car can do for you.
You know why?
It's a car designed around you, from the Ford family of five.